Hello and welcome back to Talking Tivi. I'm Max and I'm joined by...
This is Greg from Talking Tivi. So this is the second episode of the second season. And please, if you haven't watched the first episode of the second season, please go and watch it because we're desperate for the views, to be honest.
Yeah, we are a bit. Anyway, moving on from self-advertisement, we've got some quite interesting topics planned for today and we hope you enjoy it. So there's been quite a few games since we last recorded. So we recorded just after the Hayes and Yedding fixture, of which we drew 2-2. There's been quite a few games, and Greg's going to talk about them now.
Okay, so first of all, Tuesday night, Paul Town away. It's Paul Town away. It's a very good side.
Paul. We were predicting that we weren't going to win, but alas, we did. We won quite strongly.
I just want to clarify our position on that. So firstly, we both feel that Paul Town away is a very tough game. Paul as a side, it's an ex-conference South side.
Good team. Incredibly good team.
Only a couple of years ago, they were in the conference South
playoffs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course.
Or believe they were supposed to be. They were kicked out due to ground regulations and the laws that follow.
To be fair.
Fair enough. But anyway, what we're trying to say really is that Paul Town, brilliant side.
Let's not say brilliant side. They're all right.
They are a very good side, Paul.
They're all right.
I'll expect them to be in the playoffs. If they're not in the playoffs, they've had a bad season, my opinion.
I think that's a fair enough opinion. What we're doing with this, we're addressing what was on Twitter by a couple of the players on our prediction of us. What was it? Did we say we were draw or lose?
No, I think we said a narrow loss. But
we did say a narrow loss, and we did have a couple of players say on Twitter to us that it was down putting for us to predict a loss before it happened.
Yeah, I just think I understand what they're saying,
Yeah, we
confidence issues in that, but personally...
We got to be confident all that.
Yeah, we have to be confident. We did clarify that on our day, if the team we have, it's a very good team too.
Oh, it's an incredible team. I think one of the best we've seen in recent years.
Well, without a doubt, the team we have at the moment, on paper, the way you can argue, the FA Vars years... in the Western League. But this is the best football team we've ever had.
You see, I disagree with you, Bill. I think there's been some better teams on paper, but football isn't played on paper.
What size would you say we have better on paper?
I'd say that the second year Rodgers came in, when we had signed all the players from Tottenham, I'd say that was one of the best sides on paper.
We've got a better side on paper.
Did it perform better than this side? Not at all. But on paper, when you look at the track records of some of those players, it was a fantastic team on paper. When you look at the year where Clarkson was here, fantastic team on paper.
I think some of this recruitment was mismatch.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
But if you look at...
The team ran on paper with Clarkson was a fantastic team
on paper. If you
look
at Scott Rogers and Martin Rogers' recruitment...
Did it succeed? No. But then you look at this team, we haven't had as big a budget as a couple of years. This has been one of the years where we've been strict for budget.
Well, I think ever since the Clarkson years, we've been really shit for budget.
I think we've built a fantastic team. Looking at how they play on the pitch and the style of football we're playing this year, I think it's a fantastic team that we've managed to build up here.
We've built an absolutely superb team. The recruitment this summer, it's been spot on.
It has
by
been.
By Rodgers and Rodgers.
Rodgers.
It's been absolutely brilliant. If you look at all the players you've signed, literally... So
best signing this summer.
Best signing this
summer. In your opinion.
In my opinion, River Allen. Has to be River Allen. How he dictates midfield, even against, who do we have? Dorchester. Even against Dorchester, he's just come back from a back injury and he's still dictating the play. You can see he was a bit off it, he had an injury, but you can still see that he's played at a high level. He is definitely, he's at least conference outstanding.
He's played in League 2. He's played in League 1. He played for Plymouth in League 1 and League 2. And he played for...
A bit for Gateshead.
He played for Gateshead in Conference National. He's played some pretty good football. Now, in my opinion, one of the better signings has been Noah Smurden.
Discuss.
Well, he's got some pretty good stats this year. I think he's learning still.
Oh yeah,
There's still a definite learning curve for Nurse Moment, but you can see that there's a quality player in there somewhere.
100%.
You can see somewhere there is a quality player to be found in Smurden.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Whether at the moment he's a quality player, he's good. I will say that. He's got a good shot on him. He scored a couple of goals for us from left back.
I think going forward.
Going forward, he is fantastic.
If I'm personally honest, Nurse Merlin, he can play left back, but he's more of a midfielder.
Oh yeah,
it would suit him a lot better.
You can see he's definitely going forward. You can see he is a midfielder who's in place of left back. like James Milner.
I'd agree.
He wasn't a left back, but he did a job. He did a job when he was quieter than him.
I feel,
but he's still not a left back.
Recently,
I think Merlin's
had a lot of stick from some of the fans.
I think he's taken it on board. I think he really has, and I think he's improved.
Because if you look against Dorchester...
I honestly think he tracked back fantastically. He was really good.
Against Dorchester, it was his best overall performance.
Best overall performance. Even in the game where... He's even had, against Farnborough, was it Farnborough he scored two, or was it Beaconsfield he scored two?
No, he scored one against...
Both. He scored one against both.
That's right. Yeah,
he scored a few goals, but still. The game against Dorchester was his best performance. Right.
Without a doubt, overall, defensively.
Now, away from that massive tangent, we're only on the second game.
So we've gone from Paul Town to Noah Smurden.
Paul Town to Noah Smurden and John Clarkson.
You just have to love a non-league podcast.
He's got a love for Tim Potter.
So,
Walton Casuals away.
3-1 win. I thought I'd backed us to win, and we won.
I backed us to win. Walton Casuals. Yeah.
Beaconsfield Town, I've got to say...
6-1. What a game.
What a game. I've got to say Beaconsfield Town was a combination, if I'm completely honest, of us being clinical and Beaconsfield being absolutely useless. Because that...
In my opinion, if Beaconsfield had a half-decent keeper, it would have been 2 or 3.
Beaconsfield keeper really struggled this season.
But Beaconsfield keeper was one of the worst keepers I've seen in this division. He couldn't save for shit, basically.
I'd agree with that.
I agree with that.
He made the Hayes and Young keeper look good.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Beaconsfield weren't the best. Now then.
Taunton away. You weren't at that game.
Taunton away. I wasn't. I was on holiday and I regret it massively. I was enjoying rain in Spain. I didn't even go for sun. Pissing it down. But,
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Unfortunately or fortunately? Still undecided.
Undecided.
Because violently neutral.
I feel like, even though you missed it, you still wanted to be there. I feel like as a passionate football fan, you always, even if your team loses and you can't be there, you still want to be there because you just miss.
It's a massive derby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of our biggest games of the season.
It's one of the biggest derbies below League Two.
Well, in the South West, definitely.
In the South West, good.
Yeah, 100%. The only real derby that's been as big in the Southern Leagues last couple of years, what's been bigger in my opinion, is Dorchester Weymouth. That's large.
Because
how big of a club Weymouth is. Look how they're doing the Conference South right now, I believe they're fourth.
They are doing quite well in Conference South, I will say that.
And you have to give Weymouth some credit.
I think they've...
I'm not the biggest fan of Weymouth. They play in Claret and Blue.
For God's sake. That's why you hate West Ham, isn't it? Claret and Blue.
I don't mind West Ham, to be honest. Anyway, moving on.
Salisbury, again.
Actually,
I wasn't there.
Can we just look at the Taunton Town performance? I think there's got to be a lot that's got to be said from it. Yeah. I know, don't get me wrong, we've moved on from that, and the players' reaction to that defeat has been remarkable.
It
really has been.
You can see there's been a definite step up in quality after 100%. The Taunton game. It really kicked into gear.
It's a real shame that against Taunton, it wasn't our day.
We weren't
at our best by far. It was the worst.
Clubs have off days, we're allowed to have it.
But everyone has an off day, but it's a bit of a worry since we haven't beaten Taunton since we beat them in the player semi-final a couple of years ago. And it just feels like, as fans, this may really seem as in...
This is our bogey side. This is
There are bigger bogey sides in the league. Wimborne, we'll move on to that later. But
Wimborne.
Taunton Town, for us, it's our derby. We have to at least turn up. I'm not saying the players didn't try. They did. It wasn't our day. I thought defending, we were slow.
Players are allowed to have off days.
Of course.
It just so happened that their off day was against the biggest rival and one of the better teams in the division.
It's just, I know it's hard going to Taunton. We don't bring many fans because I want to move on to that later with attendances and that.
Yeah, we will discuss that later.
And, Taunton's it's a big club.
They're not a big club at all.
Historically, they're not a big club.
No, they're not a big club at all.
In terms of fans, their fan base is bigger than our fan base.
It's only because there's no other half-decent football team or anything to do in Taunton, really.
Or Somerset, really. Well, you've got Yeovil, that's about it.
You've got Yeovil. Mm. It's either Yeovil or Taunton, that's it.
But
really,
on our doorstep, it's Exeter and Plymouth.
On our doorstep, you've got Exeter, Plymouth,
Torquay,
Exeter Chiefs, if you're not into football, for example.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If you're not into football, why the hell are you listening to this thing?
But yeah, just moving on to the Tottenham performance, I thought, personally, for the first 20, 25 minutes, we've arguably been the better side. We've looked comfortable. Cazella's had his shot saved, and then...
Oh, Olaf Cazella, can you just talk about him for 5 seconds?
Oh, I just want to say, I absolutely love Olaf Cazella, and I'm gutted he's gone.
You know what?
We love him.
We wish him all the best luck.
I do wish Olaf Cazella all the best luck. We'll have a good career.
I think we'll see more of him.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a Tibby, but you'll definitely
see... At Torquay.
I think you'll see more of him at Torquay and perhaps, you know, leagues higher than that.
Yeah, definitely.
I could definitely see him being maybe a League One player at some point.
A cut above, yeah.
Yeah, what was he, 18, 19?
Mm, but then Tornet scored. It was a slow defensive mistake. I think at the start of our season, apart from Beaconsfield, I wasn't there.
Where do you think the mistakes were at the back for Tornet? Which defender...
I've just gone on and said at the start of the season it was defensive mistakes.
Which defender would you say was...
You can't name a player out. That's just not right, Max. I'm not naming a player out. I'm not calling anyone out. I'm just saying that defensively, as a unit, we could have been better against Taunton. They've scored, and then after they scored, it could have been an absolute riot at that game.
Mm.
It could have been more than 3-1. And, you know, we've gone into half time, conceded another one, it's 2-0. And then got into the second half. And Taunton have started the second half, and it's like, oh no, this could be 3 or 4.
Thankfully, it wasn't. You know?
We made Matt Wright look like Messi. Or Ronaldo.
He's not the best striker, let's be fair. He's alright.
He had an absolute worldie against us, Matt Wright. Fair play
to him.
I'm not his biggest fan.
Not a bad defender. Not a bad striker.
Bloody hell, imagine that. Matt Wright at the back.
Matt Wright at the back, because I've put now Ed Palmer up front.
But yeah, so it's 3-0.
Yeah.
Steve Cowell, who's been brilliant recently, got one back. And we pressed. One to remember for the day, Shane Crack came off the bench.
Oh, I remember Cracky.
Back in his day, Shane Crack was brilliant.
Back in his day, Cracky was a brilliant midfielder. On it, in his prime, he was, I'd say, one of the best midfielders below Vanarama South,
yeah,
or whatever it was called back in his
definitely
day.
Definitely.
The Dr. Martins League.
Bloody hell.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's definitely getting on. Anyway, what I'm trying to point out with is that Hazen Yedin, I thought defensively, we've already talked about Hazen Yedin, so I don't want to
talk about Hazen Yedin.
We thought defending was slow. Paul Town, obviously, we weren't there. You were 2 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really get to many away games.
No, we can't, to be fair.
Walton Casuals away, again, we weren't there. But we won 3-1. All I can imagine, I heard it was a good performance on Twitter.
Taunton, we're going to put behind us.
Yeah, I just want to say, we've had so far is absolutely sublime. I'm really proud of all the players, how we've reacted with the Taunton Town and Bristol Manor Farm defeats. It's been nothing but remarkable.
As I said, let's move away from talking, which we spent about, five minutes. So
it is our derby, so I am going to talk about it. Salisbury. Let's move on to Salisbury.
Salisbury.
So Salisbury, we've come off the back. Again, you weren't there.
I was in Spain.
Still, I
missed two great games, to be fair, and I regret it massively. And I will commit to not going to Spain in future.
Okay, so against Salisbury, we've just come off the back against, you know, a derby loss where we were nowhere in it, to be honest. Apart from the first 25 minutes, we just weren't in the game. So we've played against Salisbury. We've taken the lead. Jordan Bastin is round the keeper. I just want to say, fair play. Credit to Jordan Bastin for how he steps up.
I think Bastin has been one of the standout players for the season.
Mm,
I think with some of the contributions he's brung to the team, we would be in a worse place without him. I think.
Yeah, agreed. Still.
You know, a bit of a downplayed signing of the summer.
I think there's a few signings that have been
downplayed.
You know, quote marks downplayed.
Tyler Elliott.
I did believe that Tyler Elliott had a bit of hype, and to be fair, Tyler Elliott recently has looked absolutely brilliant.
Recently, he has looked, you know, like the sort of striker we need to put. It's someone to put next to Lewington.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant because if you think you've got Lewington, he can hold the ball up well.
And Elliott
leads the line. He's, you know, your main man, your target
Elliott's
man.
Elliott's not a scoring striker. He's the striker that will hold ball up, dribble ball in the box, and then pass it off, and then someone else get the goal.
Agreed.
He's an assisting striker.
I do think he's
the creative outlet that we've missed.
I do think he can add a few more to his game. You think Lewington, Bastin, and Elliott? The pace that Lewington,
we can't forget, we are the top scoring team in division at the moment.
31 in 10.
And we are still missing Lever, our star striker.
And we're still missing Shepherd.
We're missing the striker who scores 20 goals a season, minimum.
Mm, definitely.
And we're missing Chris Shepherd.
Do you want to quickly go on to Levi now, or do you want to finish this?
No, we'll talk about Levi after we've talked about the fixtures.
So we beat Burnham 3-2 in the FA Cup.
Yeah, shouldn't have been 3-2. It shouldn't have been 3-2 against Burnham, for God's sake. We should be doing better. We should be doing better against a side like Burnham. Like,
it's a tough place to go. It's FA Cup.
I'm not giving a dig to any of the players or any of Burnham. I'm not giving a dig to Burnham at all. I don't mean it like that. I mean, Burnham were a good side. They looked really good, to be fair. But it's a team that's
we should be beating them.
They're two or three divisions below us. We should be beating them.
But you have to remember, a side like Burnham will be playing for their absolute lives against us, just like Bristol Manor Farm did.
Oh, yeah. Like, in reality, they need an FA Cup run to keep the club going.
Okay, Truro City away in the Southern League Cup. We lost 3-1.
Really,
I'm not really complaining.
No one gives a damn about the Southern League Cup.
So Hartley Whitney away, we've won it. Well, I say finally. After the Cup action, we've got another win in the league. We've edged out Murphy. So you were actually at the Murphy game, so we can have some analysis.
Perfect analysis. It was really a fight.
It was a very gritty...
It was a gritty game.
It was a gritty game.
Really gritty game. But Murphy were the poorer side. They really were. We should have grabbed another couple of goals, to be fair, in my opinion.
I think in the first half, we were the better side. I think the second half, they edged it, if I'm honest. They deserved a point.
In the first half, we were a cut above Murphy. We were dominant.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I would.
We could have easily had a couple.
We could have had three. We should have gone into a break 3-0 up or 2-0 up, but we didn't.
We should have had more.
We went into what was it? First half we scored. Or was
first
it
half we scored.
First half we scored.
It was a penalty. River Allen.
River Allen penalty. I recorded it.
Can't remember that.
700 and something impressions. I think did it get a grand.
What, we're talking views?
Talking impressions here.
Oh, impressions. We're talking over 1,000 impressions.
Impressions. I'm going to have a look for that, because I'm still proud of that, to be fair.
Yeah, he hasn't shut up about that.
You know, me and Greg, we have a friendly competition for whose tweets can get the most impressions.
We really are desperate, aren't we?
We really are desperate for for the views and all that.
This generation these days.
It is. We are desperate for views. We're desperate for likes and clicks.
Okay, let's just move on about the Murphy game. Just to conclude, I thought personally, from my perspective, we edged the first half. We could have had a few more. I think in the second half, Murphy edged it. But, especially, you know, Murphy had a chance right at the end. They should have scored. Thank God they didn't score that. But I'd just like to add, so if you look at the fixtures we've had before, it was the first clean sheet we kept. We had shipped 3 away to Truro in the Southern League
2,548 impressions.
Which...
939 views. Sorry for interrupting there. Sorry.
You could apologise a lot for that.
Oh, shut up.
I could too, to be fair. And we shipped 2 away at Burnham. We shipped 3 at home against Salisbury. 3 against Taunton.
Being the top scoring side hasn't come without disadvantage of we've conceded.
I think we'll go on to that later about the new style of play and the positives. And a couple of negatives it brings, but it's definitely 100%.
Have we talked about Bristol Manor Farm yet or no?
Well, it's next. Bristol Manor Farm. So you weren't at the game because you were working.
I had work.
Please don't shout out your work. We don't want you to shout out your work.
I'm not going to shout out my work.
Thank God. Okay, so Bristol Manor Farm.
I work at a garden centre.
I was at the game. Oh, it just wasn't our day. Bristol Manor Farm, they've scored.
They look class, to be fair. They looked really good.
I wouldn't go that far. They didn't look class.
You know what? I'll give them that. I saw the highlights. They looked actually pretty good. I'll give them that.
I was at the game. I disagree. They didn't look amazing. But, Bristol Manor Farm. Also, shout out to the Scarecrow bloke. He was a top draw.
Great bloke. I never met him, but he seems... You know what?
Shout out to Mr. Scarecrow.
You know what I really didn't like about that game? We were one step away from meeting the Worldstone Raider. And we got so close.
Bloody hell.
We just couldn't finish it off, though.
But just to say, when you go 2-0 down after 5 minutes, but...
You go 2-0
down after
5 minutes.
We did play a lot of games before. You know, we played a game previous just on the Wednesday. So obviously, you know, we were tired, we were feeling the effects, but we should still be beating Bristol Manor Farm at home.
Yeah, but when you go 2-0 down after 5 minutes, you don't expect to win those
games. We cannot go, you know, 2-0 down after 5 minutes.
And expect to win.
We've had a lot of, you know, late minute equalisers, winners, but we have to remember, we can't, ideally, you don't put yourself in that position in the first place. It's great, you know, we showed the character to come back and get ourselves back into the game or take all 3 points, but sometimes when you're 2-0 down after 5 minutes, you just can't afford that.
Now, we talked about players having reactions
and
to losses. I think the best one.
This is the best reaction.
Come on.
You're having to get a 7-0 win away at Farnborough.
You lose 4-2 to a team two divisions four.
No, one division.
One division, whatever. Same thing. Whatever.
It's not okay.
Shut up.
Thank you very much.
You lose 4-2 to a team the division below you. And then you come back and you win 7-0. I know what the best part about that game is. George Rogers scored. Oh,
George Rogers.
Oh, man. Georgie Rogers. The guy.
Calm down there.
The main man, George Rogers. He scored a goal, ladies and gentlemen.
We went.
He finally did it.
We went at the game, personally.
We went at the game. Come on, we're not traveling to Farnborough.
I wish I could.
I wish I could, to be fair as well.
Same there, but you're already working.
No one. Actually, it wasn't my game.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure you were.
Was I?
Yeah, because you weren't working against Dorchester.
Right, fair enough.
Exactly.
Lad.
Anyway, less of Max's work schedule.
Oh, no, so you have no idea the amount of arguments we have about my work schedule.
It's unbelievable.
Because, you know, I'm very much of the opinion of time is money and money is time. I've got a lot of time, might as well turn money. But
as
then,
a capitalist.
Yeah, capitalist.
If you get a five of chucks in your face, you're going for it.
Exactly. Greg, on the other hand, he prefers football, so
he hasn't enjoy my Saturday afternoon.
Whereas I'm all about money. But
greedy.
So, you know,
anyway, moving on to Farnborough.
Move on, Farnborough.
Unless of your deep pockets.
7-0.
7-0. I think it was, again, a bit like Beaconsfield. It was a combination of we were clinical, and from what I've heard, Farnborough's defence was absolutely non-existent.
Mm.
I think most of them came from, I think a couple came from corners, set pieces. A couple came from open play, which is quite nice to see.
As much as
we
lost.
I think Farnborough, compared to Beaconsfield, I think, you know, Farnborough should be a lot higher at the table. It's a decent side Farnborough have got. They were being tipped for playoffs.
It's not a bad side, I'll give them that.
Before the season started, they've had some quite poor form. I'd back them to rise at the table.
I'd back them to not get relegated. I wouldn't say rise.
They'll rise at the table. Ugh. They will. They may need to sack the manager, I've heard.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big fan. I'm not sure. I'm not a...
Anyway, the final game we'll be covering in this podcast, because the final game...
It's last game we played.
Last game we played. Dorchester at home, 2-1.
Wow. I think the first half, comfortable.
Yeah.
Dominant. We looked really good value for our money. It was 0-0 first half.
Yeah.
It was a bit of one of those games where it was like, this could be 0-0.
This could be 0-0.
That's not to say we didn't create chances. We looked comfortable, we looked dominant in possession. And then second half, 5 minutes in, of all people, Tom Bath, he's on fire this time, scored.
You know,
that was tough to take.
That was tough to take. It really was.
Tom Bath score.
I didn't enjoy seeing Tom Bath
score. I knew Tom Bath would score.
But yeah, it was written in the stars.
Yeah, it was.
You know, you've been talking about scripting on FIFA. Like, that is the ultimate example of scripting in real life football. Like, Tom Bath was going to score against us.
Yeah, without a doubt. But you know, a couple of minutes after, what's been a prominent character in, you know, the team's, how we respond, our responses to, you know, going behind has...
What was it, 90 second minute goal?
No, I'm talking about the equaliser after the first.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
You lost, okay? So, Tom Bath has scored. We've gone behind. Again, we've gone behind a fair amount of times this season, but regularly, most of the time.
I thought we were 1-0 up.
No, we were 1-0 down. Tom Bath scored. He plays for Dorchester now, not Tivy.
Yeah, no, I thought he would put it 1-1.
No, he made it 1-0.
I think you're wrong.
I don't know what game you were watching. Tom Bath definitely scored first. Max is currently scrolling down his phone to find out.
I swear we didn't.
Trust me, Tom Bath scored first. Shows you the poor amount of research you put into this podcast. I'm joking. Please don't take that seriously.
Alright, yep, ignore me.
Thank you. That's that one settled.
Sorry, I genuinely thought we were 1-0 up.
Okay, so, Tom Bath has scored.
Yep.
And then I believe 3 minutes later, 3-4 minutes later, eventually...
I'm just going to leave this bit to you, because you are...
apparently, I know what I'm talking about
now. You clearly know more than I do.
Once in my life. So
yeah, for once.
Yeah, thank you. So
tell you what, for real,
I keep on saying so a lot.
The real MVP of that game was Josh Key. Tyler Reddick got man of the match, but Josh Key was just incredible.
Oh yeah, the loan signing of Josh Key. I think we've had him since, was it Burnham or Hartley Whitney? It might have been Hartley Whitney.
I think it was Hartley Whitney.
Anyway, anyone knows that Josh Key was Tiverton Town's player of the season by a country mile last season. I honestly think he could easily do a job in the Conference South, maybe even the Conference National.
He could do a job in League Two.
That's pushing it.
I think he definitely could.
I think that's pushing it.
Oh, I think he could.
He'll get there one day.
No, I think he could now.
Without a doubt, he'll get there.
I think he definitely could now.
Possibly.
If you put him in the current Exeter...
Strong Exeter City's academy is, you've got a fair shout. You look at Jordan Story.
If you put him in Exeter City's current team, I think he's still a decent job. I think he would. I've got confidence
in him. I think it's a bit too early for Josh Key, personally. That's just my opinion. I think he could play at a high level, at League 2 level.
I disagree. I seriously think he could play at League 2 right now. I think he could. I just do.
Fair enough, that's your opinion. I think we should now just move on and... Josh Key, it's just brilliant to have Josh Key and Smurden bombing down
and
the
Dyer.
Dyer. Talking as fullbacks, you know, our fullbacks, Dyer.
Yeah, but no, we're talking about City loanies, but whatever. So,
okay, just...
Defect.
It's brilliant because Smurden and Key, going forward, are absolutely superb.
Oh, fantastic.
Key's brilliant at defending too. Mm. I'm not saying Smurden's a bad defender. I think against Dorchester was his best defensive performance.
Mm.
How every time he lost the ball, he trapped back... He won it back. If you couldn't win it back, he'd make a foul.
That's a very non-league way to play football, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
The ball of a man gets past me, not both. Very non-league.
But, you know, I would say it was something that needed to be done by Smurden. I'm not a professional footballer. I'm nowhere near that standard. But he's done it. Every time he's lost the ball, he's trapped back. He's won it back. We've gone on. I can't complain. He's a very good player going forward.
I quite like the bloke.
He's got a very bright future ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. So, anyway, we've scored against Dorchester to make it 1-1. Jared Lewington header from a Josh Key cross. That man again, Josh Key.
And then the goal to make it 2-1. 92nd minute, I think.
90th minute to send Ladies Me into raptures once again.
Send me and you into absolute ecstasy. Hell. Like, jeez.
I think
that was the loudest I've ever shouted in my life.
Yeah,
and
that was just absolutely insane.
It was electrifying. It really was. Like
just grown men running to River Allen.
That is what football is about, isn't it?
It's the community because
it's not a lot of size,
especially the Premier League. What I think one of non-league's biggest selling points is, especially at this level, is the community feel.
If you go to
the Premier League, Manchester United, or
there's no community
Chelsea,
there's absolutely nothing.
I think with some clubs, they've got a degree of community and
the
character. There's
Bournemouth,
a few,
Bournemouth.
But possibly because of how close the pitch, you know, the pitch is from the stands.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a tin pot ground for Premier League.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's a nice ground.
If
like,
you look
at Tiverton
Town, we had a high attendance against Merthyr. I thought I was a bit too high.
I think it was. Maybe miscommunicated wrong, because there's no way there was nearly 500 at Merthyr.
I don't think there was
absolutely not a chance.
Honestly,
okay, maybe 368. That might have been. That's a stretch.
I honestly thought it was 268, but anyway,
there's no way we had a higher attendance at Merthyr than against Salisbury. Like,
anyway,
geez,
I believe
man.
Our average is around the 270-280 mark.
It's not the best. We really should be getting better.
Yeah, we should be getting better. I think we'll move on to attendances.
Right, so attendances have not been the best this season. I think that's
It's been an issue for the last couple of seasons, let's be honest.
Yeah. We're not been getting fantastic. We haven't been doing badly. Okay, yeah, we have.
Let's be honest.
Okay, I was trying to put it nicely, but yeah, we've been doing quite badly. We've been getting, what, like 220?
I'd say round about now 220 home attendance is about the right number.
It's been not good.
Our average will be slightly distracted, what I mean is pushed up because you know the Taunton games, Salisbury at home, you know your local games that push the attendance up.
Yeah,
I think personally, it's a tough topic, but there are things that can be done, and I think recently, it's sort of the sort of attitude.
Well, there's an easy way to raise attendance, and that's to be better team.
Well, to be fair, we're playing some of the best football I've seen at Ladies Mead in a very long time.
Yeah, well, that was sarcasm, by the way, lad. I wasn't being serious.
This shows my lack of intelligence, isn't it?
What?
I didn't pick up. That was sarcasm.
Yeah.
We have
a great team. It should be attracting people. Like, it's great football.
As someone who spends most of my week with you.
You should pick up on your sarcasm.
You should more. On the other hand, though, there's sometimes when I think you're sarcastic and you're not.
Yeah, that's just called being British.
That's a fair point.
Called being British.
Right, let's talk about attendance.
Like, you know, Americans have guns, we have sarcasm, and that's how we deal with our problems.
Right. Maybe a bit too political for a podcast episode. Hopefully you'll cut that out.
No, we won't. We're leaving that.
Okay.
Moving on. Right, so attendance is... Well, there's a couple of easy ways Greg's come up with to fix them. So run us through those, Ben.
Okay, I think, first of all, I just want, as a general overview, just to get us started. Okay. Just had to edit some stuff out, so I'll just get us started again. I'd just like to say I do feel like the club has tried at times. You know, they pay what you want. They've given out lots of tickets to local schools. But I think what needs to be said, as someone from a younger generation's perspective, the general attitude of the town, I hate to admit it, it's not a belief or attitude that I personally share, but the fact is, most people in Tiverton believe that their town's football club is shit. And it kills me to say that.
It really does kill me. It's not an opinion that I like to hear. A lot of people think, oh, Tiverton Town, they're just a covered, it's worthless. A lot of people prefer to go Elmore, which is absolutely saddening.
For whatever reason.
Why would you want to go Elmore?
Exactly, there's some people in this town that believe that Elmore Football Club are a better side than Tiverton Town when there are, what, four leagues that separate
I will
clubs.
Say, what Elmore do in the community and how they act in the community of Tiverton, I will give them, you know...
On the other hand, though, Elmore's tendencies aren't that good, are they?
No, but what they do in the community is a lot... You know, I'm trying to word this very delicately.
As a football club, it is a custodian for the community. It is the heartbeat that pumps the blood for a community. And
yeah, agreed.
And we need to engage with the community. We need to remember what type of community it is. Tiverton is a lower class, working class community. And like it or not, that's how it is.
Like it or not, that's the place we live in.
I'm not for 1 minute blaming, you know, league prices. I'd like to say the season tickets, the early bird season tickets.
Affordable.
More than affordable. It's an absolute bargain. £130. I believe it is the cheapest season ticket in the league. The match day ticket price is £10 for Sonny's 18 to get in. I believe you're putting faces, but that is one of the cheapest ticket prices in the league. Okay, yes, it used to be 9, but I do believe 9, it just isn't really sustainable, I think, as a business idea. Put it up to 10 is...
Yeah, it's all price and demand, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, with lower attendances, prices got to be higher to get the budget that we need.
Yeah, definitely. To sort of try and balance the books a bit.
Because, if we could suddenly double attendances overnight, you know, there could be grounds to half ticket prices, couldn't there? In technicality. If you could promise doubled attendances, you could, in theory, half ticket prices.
This is all in theory. When you do something like half the ticket prices...
It just doesn't work.
If it does... It hasn't worked for us, but with other clubs, if it does work... It works for one game, usually, and then doesn't really kick off afterwards. So I believe a main thing we've got to look at is advertising throughout the town. We have to advertise in the town. You go out to Tiverton Town Football Club, you see nothing about Tiverton Town Football Club. All you see is a sign saying Tiverton Town Football Club. To actually see Tiverton Town Football Club, you have to be in the ground.
You can't rate her at all with business students, can you? And we're currently studying marketing and HR and all that. But no, you can't. No,
can't
not
tell that.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Nah, nothing about that.
You know, we're not experts, but
no, we've still got.
But you can pick up on basic things. And
we've still got half decent opinions. Like my dad was commercial manager at Tiverton for God knows how long. He was commercial manager at Exeter City for ages. Like it's basic things that can be done to just boost a football club's image and boost attendances. They're really basic things that just some people just don't think about. And we're gonna say this. We are not digging at anyone. We're not attempting to cause any controversy.
No, I'm not saying that people haven't done anything. It's that they've tried.
It hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked. It's accepting. Okay, it hasn't worked.
What else can we do?
We have to try again. Because you look at clubs like Bury. And it'd break my heart to see this football club end up like Bury.
That's a different story completely about Bury.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Different story completely, Bury.
We have to remember, and I would just like to say, thank you to the board of directors who keep this football club alive, because how the board is set up at Tiverton Town Football Club is it is
because
it's custodians, it's benefactors who pump in money to keep the clubs going. We owe no debt, we have no creditors.
At this point, you know, you can always say, at least we're not buried. At this point, you can always say, at least
we have a club.
At least we still have a football club that we can go to every Saturday and we can still enjoy some football. Because the problem with people with Bury, you know, you have people who've grown up taking their kids to games, whose grandparents have taken them to games.
Exactly.
You know, and now suddenly, it's gone.
It's gone, and it's community devastated.
You've ripped the heart out of the community of Bury. And now, there's just nothing. You've now got to go Man City or Man United, and geez, that's ticket prices through the roof.
Yeah, it's just...
price of one ticket is taking your entire family to Bury.
It's absolutely heartbreaking.
It really is. Bury. But then you got also, flip side of the coin is, they shouldn't be spending money we don't have.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, but the story of Bury is about, about two con men.
But
Steve Dale.
There are
and
two
Stuart
sides
Day.
Of the head of, two sides of the coin of, yeah, it's incredibly sad, but they, how did the EFL allow something like that to happen? There should be more guidelines in place to prevent something like this happening before it happens.
The fit and proper test does not work.
It doesn't work. Like
the only thing, well...
Because, yeah, I can
buy... The EFL isn't fit and proper.
I can buy a football club for £1. Anyone can buy a football club for £1. Everyone has got a pound coin somewhere on them.
With the story of Bury, Steve Dale didn't even have to show proof of funds to the EFL. They tried to rush it through because the club's dire situation.
Anyone has a pound coin somewhere. Somewhere in my house there is a pound coin. And technically, anyone could have bought Bury FC.
As long as you know the right people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it goes down to.
Exactly. It's not who you know. It's who you know.
Right,
and that's the problem with
football in general.
It's not just football. It's everything. It's not what you know. It's who you know. Anyway.
In any industry.
Massive tangent over.
Yeah, let's get
Bury
back
FC.
Onto attendances. So, yeah. What we want to just focus on is the need for advertising in town. There has to be...
But obviously, you know, we can't do much. This is just more us saying...
We do our bit. We try and get people at Petrock College.
Yeah, this is just a gentle prod to any directors who may tend to be listening. Please give it a go, guys. Come on. Let's try and get interest running through this club again. Let's try and generate the hype.
You need to have a strong advertising game. I think I'd like to just say the people that run the Tiverton Town social media have really, in the last year, upped their game, and I have to give them
massive credit
for it. They've,
you know, our fellow fan accounts, you know, 12th Man.
It's quite strange because
Rambling Yellow, but you know, there's a lot of accounts out there, ours included, you know, do some great work for the club and, you know, do some good advertising.
Put it on the map. You know, our aim is to try and build this younger audience.
Our aim is to appeal to the internet audience, but you know, Gen Z, the people who aren't necessarily going to go through loads of blog posts, who are more likely to just stick some headphones in and listen to this. Mm. You know, that's what we're really appealing to.
I think a variety of both at any football club is healthy.
Exactly. You know, as much as you know, you want the younger audience, you still want you know the other people. You want everyone.
Yeah, you want everyone's opinion. You don't just want. You know, people middle aged or the young,
people
who are
old.
You want a wide variety of opinions.
You want a great and just numbers, quantity.
Yeah, without a doubt. Also, moving on to attendances again. Carrying on with attendances. I also think having certain things as deals would really.
Oh, what like help. Two games for a price of one?
Sort of like, let's say we've got three home games in a month.
Three games for a price of two.
Exactly. I think.
Or
when it comes up to Christmas.
Even as simple as buy a ticket, get a free pint. Something as simple as that could go a long way, let's be fair. You know, you just do something incredibly simple. Free pie with your ticket, or half price or something.
I think...
Half price pie. You know, it's so simple. And it could do so much good. We spent a quarter of an hour talking about attendances, so I think it's high tide time we move on. We can talk about...
Levi Landrickham.
So, we were talking about the first episode how the season would hinge on him.
How wrong were we?
Shows
you how much we know about football. Absolutely nothing.
Well, he got injured, and we've been completely fine with that, to be fair.
Jared Linton has scored 8 in
the
league.
Obviously, we want him back. We want him back as soon as possible. But, recently, you know, there's been a couple of complications with the his injury. He's been required to have a second bout of surgery. And honestly, if you're listening, Levi, we hope you a speedy recovery, and we hope you get well soon, bud.
Just wish you the best, mate.
We really do. Entirety of Tiverton is wishing you the best of luck.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'd just like to say thank you for everything Levi Lanchester
has
done
for the club. Yeah, thank you for everything you've done. You've been instrumental,
an absolute servant
to the club's success in recent
five seasons.
Yeah,
a brilliant return. I think I put it up online a couple of days ago. I believe it's 122 from 177 appearances.
It's, you know,
without him, I don't think we'd have ever got promoted.
That is fantastic. Goal return.
This club is where it is today because of Levi Landrecombe being a prolific scorer. I think so. It's a big factor.
Yeah,
so maybe I've jumped the gun a bit there, but obviously it was down
He's a strong character of
the
team.
Martin Rodgers rebuilding the side, and the signings that he made and the team he assembled, which was shown when the first season we got promoted, we finished just outside the playoffs, coming six.
Then, you know, tanks after that. But
so was it? Wasn't just Levi being a factor, but in where we are today. But he's a big factor.
A big factor of the team
of us getting promoted.
What we've seen over the past couple of days of when we're recording this is that Levi's gone into coaching during his injury. He's gone down as a part-time coach down at St. Blaise.
And good for him.
Now, I am of two opinions of this. One, I think, you know, it's great that, you know, Levi's looking beyond his playing career and what he might do afterwards. But in the second hand, in my opinion, I'm sort of showing how long he thinks he's going to be out for.
Possibly.
Because you don't go into coaching if you're going to be back in a month. You don't go into a job like that thinking you'll be back in a month.
I may be wrong, but I just think it's an opportunity for him to, as you said, with his after-playing career, and you have to remember he has a young family.
He has a young family, But I don't think it's a short-term thing.
It's not...
Going into that, it's not a one-month thing. I think that's a several-month thing.
Four or five months out, I reckon,
if we're looking at this. No. My professional
guess.
Yeah,
he'll be out for a while, but I'd just like to add, there's been a lot of discussion on Levi and his position in the team. I honestly believe that when he comes back from injury, he deserves a chance for everything he's done for this
club.
Without a doubt, he deserves his chance.
I think this will be harsh moment of Levi's career, coming back in.
It will be...
Because if he doesn't hit the ground running, you know, we're being hypothetical. We hope he does. We very much hope
he does. Really,
we really hope, you know, you get back in the team. But if he doesn't...
It could be the end of
that
Levi's
could be the end
career.
Of Levi.
I think he'll do it. I think he's going to come back.
I think he'll do it.
I believe in him.
But we've just got to think of... He doesn't. We've got Jared Lewington, who is scoring like mad. Tyler Elliott, who's getting man of a match after man of a match. Who do you drop?
What I'd personally do, remember, in 4 or 5 months' time, an attacking player, Lewington, Elliot, Bastin, may not be performing.
Yeah.
So Levi could have his opportunity then.
Every player has a bad run of form.
But
if
we're going on the form right now, I'd say just put Levi on the bench, slowly introduce him,
slowly
and then when it's time,
into the side.
Give him a start, and then give him his chance, because for all what he's done for the club,
and
he
then,
deserves,
you know,
it.
He's got to take it, hasn't he?
Yeah, 100%.
So
should we move on to the games coming up?
Move on to the games coming up. So,
Wimborne away. On the Saturday.
Yes.
Tomorrow, this is the Friday.
Yep, we got Wimborne away tomorrow. So we're just going to look at the games for October.
Okay, Wimborne away is a tough game, in my opinion.
Wimborne are a bogey team of us.
We haven't beaten Wimborne, I believe, in our last 5 visits. It's a bit of a bogey team.
Definitely.
Especially going away to Wimborne. We lost twice last season. We got absolutely thrashed. At home, it was one of the few...
To be fair, they have lost. Was it Luke Holmes? Now they've lost.
They've lost a lot of key players. Wimborne.
Yeah, after Wimborne, we are blessed with 2 home games in a row of Yate and Swindon Supermarine. Wednesday night and a Saturday.
If we want to carry on the run we're going at the top of the league, we have to win both. Simple as.
Yep,
it's still gonna be easy.
6 points or nothing.
Yate Town are fighting for their lives at the bottom of the table.
It's not going massively well.
Swindon Supermarine have got hopes of a playoff finish,
but realistically,
we should be looking to beat both of them.
Realistically, we're looking for 6 points.
Without a doubt.
Two games.
And then it's the big one, Western Supermare away. You're not famous anymore.
The away game that we're going to.
The away game that we're going to, for once.
I think 3 points coming.
No.
Well, I think 3 points coming.
So that's quite negative, isn't it?
Yep. Greg, be more positive.
Western have been in poor form.
They have been in poor
recently.
But there's 3 games between us and them.
Yeah, so they've definitely got time to change it around. Western will definitely.
Whether they will or not,
I think they'll get back up there.
Western. I think they will, but alas.
So it will be a tough game. It's away at Western. I think we'll get a point.
We'll definitely get a point.
I don't think we'll lose.
I don't think Western will beat us. I don't think they've got it in them.
No.
To beat the current top of the table.
It could be too big of an ass for a win.
We're only top of the table because Paul have got a game.
But they could lose or draw.
We've got to be realistic here. We're only top of the table because we've got a game. They've got a game in hand.
All we can keep on doing, Max, is keep on winning. It's simple. Mm-hmm. It's simple as to say it, but obviously it's not as simple
as just keep winning.
Yeah, just keep winning.
If we keep winning, we'll win the league. Simple as, boys.
That's
it, isn't it? Really.
Really, obviously, there's a lot more that goes into it.
Obviously, yeah. We're being sarcastic here. Like, yes. We know there's a lot more to football than just winning.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Okay. We want to finish off the episode with,
more of a serious topic.
More of a serious topic. Mental health awareness. It was mental health awareness day, week, month,
yesterday.
Whatever. Day, week, day yesterday. So for the entire month of this season, for every person that goes to any game to be playing, we're going to match.
Home and away.
We're going to match each person with a penny.
Okay, so for example, against Dorchester.
£2.67. And yep, we've had Dave Bayliss at Disco Pissed on Twitter. He said he'll match our
donation. Check out his blog.
Lovely bloke. We want to thank him for that as well.
Yeah.
Matching our donation. So
brilliant gesture, that.
Hopefully we're going to get 30, 40 quid towards the charity Mind, who help with a lot of mental health awareness health problems. We think it's a serious matter.
We're just trying to do our bit, really, aren't
we? We want to do a bit. Yeah, sure. We're not doing a mass amount, but we're doing an amount.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing something.
For a cause that means something so much to us,
you know,
individuals.
We've both personally dealt with mental health issues in the past, and we both know people who have dealt with mental health issues in the past.
It's very close to us.
And, you know, we just want to do a bit, you know?
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for listening to this month's Talking To. We understand we're about 2 weeks late, but...
Well, I believe we were trying to do a podcast in September. It's now October, so...
Yeah, we're about...
Not the best of timing.
Yeah, we're about a week or so late.
But we finally managed to get the second episode.
We got it up. Third episode's coming again this month, hopefully.
We're not a one podcast trick anymore.
Exactly, you know, we're not a one season wonder.
No, we're not.
One episode wonder.
We got around 93 plays on the first episode.
Let's try and beat it, guys.
Let's try and beat 100.
We can. 100
views.
We
want to see 100 views.
We want to see 100 views. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you guys next month.
This month. Talking To Me.
Goodbye.